Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring back our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, professor of economics at Temple University, one of the smartest guys I know. And for decades now, he has been polling small business owners to find out what they've got going on, what's going on, how do they feel about themselves, how do we feel about their business, the economy around them. And he compiles all that information from hundreds and hundreds of respondents and puts it into a handy report that we're the beneficiaries of, and we like that very much. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. You could have said one of the oldest people you know, too.
No, I wouldn't say that, because you're not. You're by far not the oldest person I know. Who's on the show, by the way, and that would be Mr. Austin Kiplinger, who's now currently about 94 years old.
Oh, he's got me beat by a year or two.
Let me tell you something. He's smarter than both of us, too. He's
maybe a decade or two.
He's smarter than either one of us, too. He's sharp as a tack, I'm telling you. He's an amazing
–
Austin Kiplinger is an amazing guy. He's a national treasure. We do a show on his birthday every year. Hey, Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. Just when it looked like the economy was starting to pick up a little bit of positive forward-leaning momentum – March happened, didn't it?
Right. You know, it looks like, we don't know what exactly caused it, but we did see optimism slip, and it was not a small slip, and it was a fairly substantial one. So we lost basically 18 points across 10 questions. So,
wow.
So lots of negative numbers. There are 10 questions that go into the index, and all of them but one turned negative. And the only one that became more positive was the net percentage who said inventories were too low. We haven't seen a number as good as that since early 1970s.
Right.
So that's good, I guess. It says, you know, we don't have a huge overhang of inventory. But, of course, then we said, well, do you plan to increase or decrease your inventories? You know, we have firms coming back and saying, well, I'm going to decrease them.
Uh-huh. Well,
going to be a lot of new orders.
The tight inventory scenario is kind of an indicator that we probably aren't going to slide into another recession, isn't it? Wouldn't that give you that indication?
Well, yeah, probably. It's certainly a positive, but we still have more firms reporting that they actually reduced inventories compared to those who increased them over the last couple of months, and then, of course, the plans to add to them were not good at all.
Right,
so,
right. What is your best guess on what caused it? What caused these declining responses?
Yeah, it truly would be a guess. I think a lot of just a huge amount of uncertainty. You know, what's the Supreme Court going to do with Obamacare? What's going to happen in Europe? Because every time we turn around, you know, we do a deal, so the central bank tries to save the banks,
right,
and we think we have something that works, and the first thing you hear in the market is, well, you know, that apparently that's not enough, and so you see the interest rates going up on Italian debt or Spanish debt, you know, which means that the market's uncomfortable with them.
Do you think, every time you turn on the television, you can't turn on the television without seeing the debt clock ticking. You know, the debt number rolling, you know, like a zillion miles an hour, rolling over $15 trillion in debt. Do you think that contributes anything at all to the attitude?
Well, that's the other big part is political uncertainty. Most everybody knows, there are people who, I guess, won't acknowledge it, but we're on a very, very bad fiscal course.
Yeah.
The huge deficits are kind of going to pile up forever. If we don't do something, and it's pretty clear that we're not going to do anything this year,
right?
So that's scary for people. And, you know, the analogy I use is simple. I said, suppose you you make $100,000 a year. And remember, gross domestic product is a summation of everybody's income. So let's take your $100,000, and it goes up 5%, which is nice. That would be 5% mm-hmm. GDP growth. You have $5,000 now, more money, because you made more stuff, you produced more. But if you owe $200,000, which is Greece, they owe twice as much as their GDP, then even if you were lucky enough to have it at a 5% interest rate, your interest cost is $10,000. So you earn right. five, but you lose 10. Mm-hmm. That's a downward spiral that, you know, that's very hard to get out of. And when people, you know, think your stuff, your paper is risky, then, of right. course, the interest rates start going up. So Greece was paying 30% well, for two-year money. For
plus, we don't have enough people in this country talking about the silver bullet that America has that most other countries don't have, and that's the ability to grow our way out of these problems. We're not hearing enough about that. I want to talk about that some more after these messages with Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
The place I love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.